Reading. Hey, that's Paul Sackis, Good News Planet. I'm speaking to George Getchell. Correct? George? Hi.
Getchell.
Hey, George. How are you?
Great. And yourself?
Good. And actually, we have Vincent also. Bueno Core. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. And then at some point here, he's going to talk to us. He's got an upcoming show that he's going to share with us, and maybe other good things. Thank you, Vincent. But we're going to stick with Uncle George right now. Hi, George. How you been?
Great, Uncle Paul.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. So, George, tell me a little bit about your little background. I know you have a Zoom show, which I was on. We've done some projects together. You're very highly regarded entertainer and I would say humanitarian. So give me a little background. But it would be good to see you because we're live now. And somehow, I guess your light took a turn for the worse.
It sure did.
All right. Well, in the meantime, Vincent, can you tap dance?
Yes.
Yeah. You have your drums there?
I do have my drums here.
And can you hit those drums? Are you close enough, or you have to actually physically move? Are you sitting?
I have to physically move. I have to go to the other side.
So you know what? What do you mind going to the other side now and giving this a little? This will be like an intro to George.
Okay, sure.
All right, we're gonna get some drum music while George gets his light on, which was unexpected.
But it was.
But showbiz guys and girls have to.
Ta-da!
He's back. And here.
Thank you, okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. What a great opening to our show. There was a lot of sound.
That was. I think the brushes would have been a little bit better choice there, but that's okay.
All right. Well, it was an impromptu scenario. So, George, give us, where are you from, George?
I'm from Chicago, and I grew up in the suburbs of Naperville, which is just outside of Chicago, and then I moved to several places. I have went to school, like most people do, you know.
Hopefully.
And currently living in Nashville. I've lived in other places in my life as well. I lived in Brazil for a short time. I lived in Miami for a couple of years. I've traveled the world as a musician. That's where I'm from. I'm from happiness.
Okay, happiness. Today is a happiness day, actually.
I'm from good news.
All right, you is good news, or are good news. So tell us about this, your show that you're doing, because being in Nashville, that of unto itself to me always seems, you know, just the thought alone of being in Nashville makes me want to think country and wants to make me want to think music. And why did you go to Nashville, for music?
I came down here to meet the old guy down here like this, stalker like this all day long. And I say, hey, how you doing? Okay, well, I say, I know that I'm a veteran of the United States Army, and I've been here for quite some time. My old mammy, my pap, my grandpap, most of them named Bill, you know, and they live in the hills, you know, and we don't want to talk about that no more because, hey, we bless your heart, Paul. Bless your heart. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a hat for that, too. I got a hat for that character, but, you know.
Is that right? So you do comedy. Do you do comedy down there? Or,
I'm doing comedy right now.
And you're there, all right.
Betting, boom. Yeah.
What kind of comedy you do?
What type of comedy?
Yeah, comedy. I'm sure it's not all Billy Bob stuff. I mean, I'm sure you do
no.
some other things.
No, I've got a guy up there in Wisconsin. He taught me how to play a couple instruments like the accordion. You know, we used to play it when we went fishing up there in the lake. Uh-huh. And that guy up there, you know, he said, let's go have a fish fry and have to drink a couple beers. Hey, could you keep it down there on the drums there, buddy? I appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, I thought it was good, but go on.
Thank you. I needed that. You want this guy to go on? you'll go on forever up there in Winnipeg. You know, I was over there in Montreal visiting some friends, and they said, George, why you talk like this? You can't talk like this anymore. I said, Seneca, what? We want to go fishing with you too. I said, no, no, I can't do that today. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to have to leave you over there in Montreal when I head up to Winnipeg and fish. And I just have to have calm. I got to have peace. I got to have serenity. I got to have tranquility. I got to have happiness, you know. And I can't have anybody around me when I do that, except for, of course, my dog, you know, Rover and Bodhisattva. I got two dogs. Yeah, and I got another dog, kind of from New York, from a woman named Debbie. You know, anyway, I do character, a few characters.
Uh-huh, you are a character, no doubt.
Yes, thank you.
And in a good way. And thank so, you. Well, you know, you're a humanitarian now. Some of the projects you want to do, working with artists worldwide and other concepts, how can the world support you in doing those kinds of things?
Well, I have a show that people can join on Zoom, and it is broadcast through other social media, such as Facebook Live, and connecting with you in this format, this platform. And I am working as on a line of subjects that I've studied, holistic psychology, as well as education, as well as having the key be joyful dialogue. And that's hard to come by these days, you know? So what I do with that is every day at 5, my show is called Jive at 5. And people can just climb on there and on the Facebook, or if they send me a friend request, I'm more than happy to have them on an interview. I interview everybody. I'm not a selective interviewer. I've had people from all walks of life, and it's fascinating what people have in common in terms of their hopes and dreams and challenges and pressures and their goals and their visions and wishes and wants and needs. And we're in a needy time right now, and this is a time to, you know, kind of help me help you. Everybody kind of pitch in and be open and willing to pursue new beliefs, new thought processes, new thoughts, new decisions, new choices, new ways to observe things, to alter the perspective in order to transform the current situation into a better one. And that's, I think, what we've all been doing all along, because intrinsically we have those properties within us. And if we continue along that line, we can direct ourselves on the course towards the ocean of happiness, peace, joy, and freedom. How's that?
That's a beautiful, beautiful thought process and endeavor. And I think the cool.
I just made it up. No, I'm just kidding.
The coolness is that, no, that's in your DNA. Since I know you, I know you a pretty long time, George. I probably know you 10 plus years.
At least, you know, we're family now, Paul.
Yeah, we've been working and working on some shows, Return for Paul Revere and, mm-hmm. and some other projects, and through our good mutual friends, Tina Ebay and Chris Smith. A lot of winning people who are all about everybody else. They're all about positive energy. And I remember they're saying, let's get George involved here too. So that's really a nice thing. How about playing a little thing, and then let me hear from our Vincent. Here, maybe you can tell us a little bit about his show.
Sure. What would you like to hear?
I know something that you feel inspires you at this moment. Anything.
Okay. Well, what inspires me is to play whatever comes to mind. So give me three notes and I'll create an improvisation off of that. How about that?
So do I tell you like A, C, F?
Or yeah, that's cool. The A, C, F is fine. F, A, C. You know, I was listening to voice training this, I won't go too far off the track this morning. And one of the coaches on YouTube was saying the voice fuck. You know, like, what's your fock? Like, are you a tenor, an alto, a baritone, a soprano? Then they refer to it as a fock. So then I could say the chorus, if I ever have another opportunity to direct the chorus, I says, what the fock are you? You know,
It's an interesting. It's like Meet the Fockers. It's
right.
Similar mindset here.
Yeah. So, FAC. That's fuck.
There you go.
FAC. Can you hear the piano? Okay.
It's a little soft. A little better. Nice.
Wow!
That's really the first time. I heard you play a little something.
Yeah.
But that's the first time I really heard you, this man, play the keys. You are a serious musician.
Well, I know. I'm so serious that I had this state of anxiety that I went into because I had planned to warm up before we had this. I had this opportunity with you. But what happens invariably is I have to check to see if there's any students that checked in with me on the Facebook or wherever they're at. And then I had seen that this morning I had a phishing. Have you heard of phishing on email? People try to scam you, you know. And then I called the bank, make sure everything was okay. And then I go into my computer here and I see some kind of another malware come through. And of course, I had to call Apple support because I have a Mac, and then they can't seem to log in with me. And that just, you know, takes the time away. But I'm so serious, that created a little bit of anxiety because I wanted to relax, talk with you in a very...
That's gorgeous. That's my thing, man. I'm playing the piano myself. And, you're really... Man, you can tear that thing apart. That beauty. Now, let me ask you a question. I mean, George Gershwin got nothing on you. My question to you is this. What was that song? Who is that, a somebody's song? Or is that your song?
You know, what I do, Paul, is I've played so many tunes in my lifetime in so many keys, both in classical and jazz that I just, my favorite thing that inspires me, which of course, when I'm inspired, you're inspired or whoever else is inspired. So I just, you know, create a tune off of a suggestion, three notes or a state of being, an emotion, a phrase, you know, whatever. And that's, I often add lyrics to it and go into characters. That's what I love doing. I did a concert in Montreal yesterday, and that was on Zoom. Of course, I didn't fly up there. They won't even let us into Canada right now, you know, due to the current situation, you know, and I don't blame them. I agree, you know, hey, we got to straighten this out. But anyway, that's to answer your question. There were remnants of a song in that, and the remnant that was sort of I felt myself going towards was The Nearness of You.
And that's an existing song, The Nearness of You?
Well, it's... can keep going and keep going.
Oh, Lordy B, Lordy B. Boy, it's magnificent. All right, so the people to hear your show at 5 o'clock, the Jive at 5 show, they go to your name and that's
yeah. It? The name, George Getchell on Facebook, that's the best way to get to it right now.
Okay.
And go to the picture with the rocks and the lake behind it. That's my current Facebook that I'm using.
Okay.
I've lost passwords. They won't let me back in, you know. Anyway, that's the active Facebook account. That's where the show is. There's rapid followers. I've interviewed people who are translators, comedians, musicians, everybody, really. Vince has been on the show a couple times. I don't know what happened to him, but we got a good shot of his ceiling there.
He's gonna sit up in a moment, because we're going to go to Vince, a buddy of George's. Well, this is all good, George. We're going to talk again. And, you know, I'll throw it out there, because I just did listened to a National Association of Television Program Executives Zoom session from Dubai. And, you know, one of the programming formats that they want like there in Dubai and the Middle East, you know, overall, is comedy from America. That was, wow. For me, that was, I didn't imagine that. I, you know, comedy in America alone has its, has people that like and don't like, right? Some people
right.
are very offended by comedy and it's here in America. But I wonder, you know, maybe they hear it, they like it, then who knows what the, whether they understand in the same way we might understand those same kinds of jokes. I don't know.
Well, you know, that's the thing to do. Comedy is a form of communication, and comedy also lightens up tragedy. Comedy is actually stems from tragedy, and it's a way to release the tragedy and replace it with laughter and joy and happiness. And it gives us a sense of then being more serene with our current pressures and obstacles and challenges. And we can then begin to perceive them differently if we can laugh, if we can have music, if we can talk with each other in a lighthearted way, because it gives us an opportunity to open up and be willing to communicate in this fashion. And of course, global dialogue in any fashion is very important. I, at one time in my life, I took students from the Chicago public school systems where I used to teach every year to Hamburg. And, you know, it was, I think, the penultimate trip. They had an issue with something happened to one of their kids in Montana. And we were performing in front of like 80,000 people. And I had to speak to that. And they were considering closing the program. I said, no. These kids are enjoying their visions together. Their dreams are very common. They have similarities no matter where they're from. Matter of fact, the students that I had were from all over the world anyway, probably some of them from Dubai, you know, or wherever they were from. One of the things I do on my show, I play music from all over the world, at least one or two countries each day.
Oh boy, we're going to run out of time here. So
sorry.
10 minutes left because I don't have the upgrade. So.
Oh, I have the upgrade.
Let's go to Mr. Vincent and get some background on him. We're going to go to Italy. But I think he's here in America. George, thanks so much. We're going to go to your buddy Vincent. A big supporter of you. We're going to take about 5 minutes, and then that'll be that. All right, Vincent.
Thank you.
George, thanks again. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Uncle Paul. I appreciate you having me on your show, and thank you for this opportunity.
My pleasure.
To let you know what is going on with me. Last year, last May, we did our play entitled Graffiti Kings, the musical. And the essence of that play was how graffiti started in Philadelphia and went to New York in the 80s and became a worldwide phenomena after that, to the degree to where it became bigger than the Renaissance movement, as far as culturally speaking. And the whole essence of graffiti is how we show that graffiti is looked at art as opposed to vandalism. That's the whole theme of the play. My partner, Jonathan Gross, he directed it and composed all the original music for the play. The CD just dropped, as the kids talk about. It's all original songs by Jonathan Gross, entitled Graffiti Kings, and it is bringing all the essence of the play in a soundtrack on this CD. The website, if people would like to learn more about it, is lushlifejazzmusic.com. There you can go and purchase your own copy of Graffiti Kings, the musical, and other things that Winning Heart Productions bring to you as well. So I'm very, very proud of it. I was the executive producer. I put up all of my own finances to basically support this whole movement because I believed in it so strongly. My goal at this time is to bring it to Off-Broadway, number one. And if it is success on that level, then my goal would be to take it to Broadway. I have aspirations to make it our version of Hamilton, but go beyond Hamilton and be even bigger and better than Hamilton was today. So once again, it's Graffiti Kings, the musical, and I'm so happy that I can share it with you, Uncle Paul, and the rest of your viewing audience. I really appreciate this opportunity you giving me to talk about it.
All right, Vincent. Well, thank you very much. You know, I think there was a local favorite, two guys. Their name were Simon and Garfunkel. And I think that those two guys wrote something in one of their lyrics about, if you want some wisdom, it's written on the subway walls and tenement halls. And, you know, I can hear you. I mean, there were, and I've lived here since the 80s. So I think you got something going. And I really do think, especially with rap music, I'll just give my 2 cents here, with
yes,
rap
absolutely.
And rap, which in quotes is poetry, in a different beat, you being a drummer.
Yes.
I think the time is right. Just as they did in Hamilton, which was sort of a rappy historic show, I think you're on to something. I think it will be well received. Great, congratulations. However I can help you, let me
know. Thank you, Uncle Paul. I appreciate you once again for letting me talk about
it. All right, well, you got a good buddy there. Thank you, Vincent. I'm going to give one quickie to George to say goodbye. George, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
All right.
I'm looking forward to further collaboration with you.
All right. Peace day. We're getting it together on the 21st.
And a good news channel.
There you go. It's getting all a good.
Beautiful. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. All right. Thanks for the music. Both of you guys. Take care.
Pleasure. Pleasure.
Thank you, Uncle Paul. Thank you.
Bye.
Uncle Paul.